In the past few years, reporters' ability to protect their sources has been repeatedly challenged. Reporters have been increasingly called into court and pressured to reveal their sources in civil and criminal cases. Today, the House of Representatives approved a measure that would protect journalists from having to testify in many federal cases. The White House is threatening a veto. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Several recent high-profile investigations involving everything from the outing of an undercover CIA employee to the alleged supplying of steroids to athletes had one thing in common. In each instance, reporters covering the story were subpoenaed to testify and pressured with the threat of jail to reveal their sources. Since a 1972 Supreme Court ruling, reporters have had no federal right to refuse to name their sources, but this year Congress is trying to give them one. It's an issue that has united the political right and the left, a rarity in this Congress. Indiana Republican Congressman Mike Pence is one of the House bill's sponsors. He calls the measure a stitch to fix a tear in the Bill of Rights.
As a conservative who believes in limited government, I believe the only check on government power in real time is a free and independent press. The Free Flow of Information Act is not about protecting reporters. It's about protecting the public's right to know.
Some 40 reporters over the past 3 years have been brought into court in civil or criminal trials by prosecutors and attorneys hoping to find out who was supplying them information. The bill would shield reporters from having to reveal those sources, except to prevent an act of terrorism or if a person is at risk of imminent death. The measure is supported by many news-gathering organizations, including NPR, but it has drawn opposition on national security grounds. Texas Republican Congressman Lamar Smith says it contains a dangerous loophole that would hamper the Justice Department from investigating terrorism.
The department may be able to acquire information about a source's identity to prevent a terrorist attack like September 11, but if Al-Qaeda decided to tell a media outlet on September 12th how it planned and carried out the attack, DOJ could not compel that media outlet to reveal its terrorist sources while conducting an investigation.
The White House today threatened to veto the bill, calling it, quote, a dramatic shift in the law that would produce immediate harm to national security and law enforcement. But the measure's Democratic sponsor, Virginia Congressman Rick Boucher, says the bill takes a balanced approach.
It's a matter of our determining our national priorities. And law enforcement and investigation and obviously protecting this country from acts of terrorism are important national objectives. Those have to be weighed. But at the same time, it's vitally important that we protect the flow of information to the public on matters of broad public interest where an inside source has information that will only come to light if the confidentiality of that source can be maintained.
Right now, some 33 states and the District of Columbia have shield laws. A similar measure is pending in the Senate. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.